monthly basis.
Steve Board, Richland School District Superintendent, along with Sean Josem, Director of Special Education in the district, and Lisa Goff, school psychologist, on today's morning show. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. It's 1 degree below 0 at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Santa Ana winds quieted down somewhat in Los Angeles over the weekend, allowing people to get back in and see what's left of their homes. Those winds, however, are expected to pick up again today. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on the fires.
Taking advantage of a brief lull in the wind, firefighters on the ground putting out hot spots to prevent flames from reigniting. The National Guard spraying flame retardant from the air and helicopters making water drops. The dangerous conditions have put more than 8 million under critical fire risk. The toll of what has already happened in Los Angeles County is unimaginable. At least 24 people are believed to be dead, more than 12,000 structures believed damaged or destroyed, more than 60 square miles burned, more than 100,000 under evacuation orders.
Senate confirmation hearings begin this week for President-elect Donald Trump's nominees to serve in his cabinet. U.S. and Arab mediators making progress toward brokering a ceasefire in Gaza. So far, though, no deal reached. This is ABC News. The man tapped to be the next national security advisor under the president-elect says preparations are underway for Trump to meet with Vladimir Putin and talk about the war in Ukraine. Congressman Mike Waltz speaking to ABC News.
From President Trump's perspective, you can't enter a deal if you don't have some type of relationship and dialogue with the other side. And we will absolutely establish that in the coming months.
New warnings for everyone from poultry farmers to folks with a couple of chickens in the backyard. Be careful about bird flu epidemic. Epidemiologist Thomas Dzinski at Indiana University.
The symptoms generally are very much like influenza. So you'd have a cough and runny nose and watery eyes, some chest congestion.
Another possible symptom, pink eye. Respiratory illnesses like flu and COVID now at high levels in 35 states. Doctors say they usually spike after the holiday gatherings, but lower vaccination rates are also playing a big role this year. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shopping locally offers many benefits to your friends and neighbors. The money may go towards paying for a new uniform for a child's school athletic event, putting extra goodies on the family dinner table, or gas in the car to get to medical treatments. At the Creative Outlet, we pay up to half of the selling price for consigned clothing. We also offer year-round display spaces to talented people to sell their handmade gifts or collectibles. On behalf of all of the consigners and crafters at the Creative Outlet on Court Street, I thank you for shopping locally.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Start the year off right. Cozy up and save big at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From January 6th through January 17th, get 10% off all mattresses and make your home the coziest place to be this winter. Whether you're upgrading for better sleep or just need a fresh start, we've got the perfect mattress waiting for you. But don't wait. This sale ends January 17th. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center today and start sleeping better tonight. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today, a high of 15, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold. West winds at 10 to 16. Tonight, partly cloudy and very cold, a low of 1 degree below zero. And Tuesday, partly cloudy to sunny and still brisk, a high of 14. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy and turning seasonal, a high of 24 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, winds around 6 from the east. It is 1 degree below zero on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. As we get going on a Monday.
Well, the midnight headlight, find you on a rainy night, steep grade up ahead, slow me down, making no time. But I gotta keep rolling. I close the windshield wipers, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. For a better way for me. Ooh,
Yep, just me and my vibe, just driving my life away there. Once in a while, June wants to get into the fun and drive the vibe. Like, nope, you're going to wreck it. Be careful. 7-Eleven the time, and we'll see what old Hank Bray is doing in a few minutes. You know, and if I really wanted to, I could probably mow my yard. No snow in there. I don't think I'm going to. Here's Tim McGraw.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked.
Rockin' till the break of dawn, for the DJ day spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Guitar. In the wind on the hill underneath the pines, yeah, move like the river flows. Feel the kick drum down deep in your toes. All I wanna do is get to holding you and get to knowing you and get to showing you and get to loving you. Before the night is through, baby, you know what to do. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, for the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. And the critters and the squirrels, shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Luke Bryan on WRCO. Not hard to shake if you're outside today. Anyway, winds have picked up a little bit around 10 miles per hour. The actual reading is 1 degree below zero. Well, we'll see if Hank Bray can provide some warmth in just a little bit. Plus, we'll check out birthdays and anniversaries. We'll see who's celebrating on the 13th of January.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone. We have a late bus in the Riverdale district. It's bus 9, driven by John Nanke, and that's running about 15 minutes late. Bus 9 in the Riverdale district, driven by John Nanke, running about 15 minutes late. So be aware, spread the word on this cold morning.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
Around 7 million people in the U.S. donate blood yearly. These donors are doing what they can to support the 335 million strong population and are an essential asset to emergency hospital care across the country. This month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to recognize our community's donors and thank them for their contribution to the care we provide. If you would like to support your community by donating blood, contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Morning, Phil.
How you been?
I'm good, and you?
Good. Have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was okay, and yours?
Good.
Good.
Other than the game yesterday, but...
What game?
I really wasn't shocked at the outcome, but as I always say, if another team beats you, and hats off, the Eagles are a better team.
Without question.
But Packers beat themselves in a lot of ways, too.
I very much dislike how the NFL puts these games on Prime, and I just think it's wrong. So
yesterday's wasn't on Prime.
No, but the night before.
Saturday night was.
Which is wrong. Mm-hmm. I just think it's wrong. So, yeah.
I do, too.
But anyway, you can't go into a playoff football game playing your worst football.
Turn the ball over in the opening kickoff?
They looked absolutely horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Plus injuries. Even had they won, you wonder who they'd had to...
Well, some of those guys need to give their game checks back. Because if I played like that, I would have to give my game check back.
Yeah.
So,
linemen were injured. A couple of them, you know, and that caused some holding penalties.
Here's the thing, though. They were getting paid millions of dollars to play this game. Okay? Every one of them. Step up and play. Because they didn't play yesterday. And that's just how I feel. Just really, really irks me.
Mm. So you sound a little disgruntled today.
Not really.
Oh.
Not really. It's just frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're usually teams peak at this point,
right?
And the Packers the last three or four games they looked horrible,
right? Yeah.
So
our playoff history has not been real good, and you know, thing of it is, and they won one last year. They uh-huh. you know, but it's almost like they're content to just be. Good.
They're kind of like remind me.
And then it doesn't matter if they win in the playoffs. It's just
kind of like the University of Arkansas. Let's get 7-8 wins and we're good.
Yeah.
You know what? That's not good enough.
Get a bowl game. Yeah.
And it's like,
Yeah. But don't get me started on the college because I've kind of given up on the college game.
I have too. With all this transfer portal and the money.
I don't care anymore.
No, I don't either.
No, and if I were a fan, I mean, I'm even saying Badger fan, I would give up my season tickets. Because,
without question.
I mean, 21 transfers. It used to be, you'd get to know them because they'd be there four or 5 years, and there's just no loyalty.
Arkansas, 32 transfers.
32.
I mean, that's almost half your football team.
Wow.
It's just. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, NCAA.
It's a different time, that's for sure.
It is, and it's not right. So,
no.
These kids have already gotten, if I get a full ride to Wisconsin, I get my college paid for, room and board and books, and I eat, and now they're wanting money on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these guys are getting over $1 million a year.
Yeah, who has the best offer?
It's stupid.
Yep.
But anyway.
Yeah, if I'd have had that back when I went to Transamerican School of Broadcasting, I'd have held out for more.
What did you do? Speaking of holding out
for more. The pool team. We had a pool team.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of holding out for more, the staff, we had a meeting the other day.
You did?
Yeah, and your name is, your new name will be Mr. 12.
Mr. 12?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Mr. Rogers, Aaron Rodgers?
No, just like Mr. 12.
Mr. 12?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because you doesn't listen, you doesn't manage, and you doesn't do anything all day.
Oh, boy.
You're welcome,
That's
Phil.
That's a slam.
Good morning, Philip.
I put in a good word for you when I was at the Civic Media get-together on Saturday.
Oh, what was that?
Like, well, I put in a good word for you.
What's that?
I just said, he's doing pretty well. He hasn't been in jail recently, and I said all the good things about you.
Well, you have the our local police department, sheriff department come in all the time, so I have to be good.
Yeah, you do.
So anyway. Hey, you know, Dove chocolate tastes way better than their soap. Did you know that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'm just making a statement.
Mother never afforded Dove. It was always Zest, I think, or Life Boy.
I got Dial.
Yeah, Dial?
I'm a Dial guy. Still am.
Aren't you glad you used Dial?
Yeah, aren't you glad you used Dial? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, Phil? And I'm doing a lot of thinking over the weekend about my mental health and stuff. So,
that's scary.
Well, if you ever feeling sad, you know what? Go for a run, then you realize your physical health is much worse than your mental
health.
Yeah,
your mental
health.
That's true.
You know?
Sucking wind there a little bit. Why don't you ever see elephants hiding in trees?
Because, something with their trunk.
No, because they're really good at it. Sixth grade comedy.
Yeah, I don't think that made that one.
Elephant jokes were kind of the rule back in the day.
And like, today it's like chicken jokes.
Yeah, yeah. How do you know if an elephant's been in your refrigerator? There's footprints in the Jell-O. That's another sixth grade comedy club.
Hey, I have a playlist of songs from Eminem and the Cranberries and Peanuts, Phil.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I call it my trail mix.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll hopefully have something that steps it up a little bit better in a moment. After these words from our sponsor of Chet's Chuckle, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
This one submitted to the program by little Joanne Krulatz. She's a fan of our show. Why did the chicken cross the basketball court?
I don't know.
Afraid the ref would call foul, I guess.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Joanne.
Right, right. Yeah.
Hey, you know, from my age, Phil, I've got a lot going on for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, my eyes are going, my knees are going, and my back is going.
Really? Yeah. going on.
Yep.
You know, Hank, my grandpa always said, when one door closes, another one opens.
Uh-huh.
He was a smart man, but a horrible cabinet maker.
Exactly.
What do you
call a person who is happy on Mondays, Phil?
Happy on Mondays?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Unemployed.
Yeah, I was going to say somebody that doesn't work, maybe.
Yeah. What's the most depressing sound on Mondays, Philip?
Hank telling jokes?
No, besides that.
Okay.
And not Phil telling jokes.
Not Phil telling jokes either.
What about alarm clocks?
Alarm clocks.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, not getting any better there.
Well, if every day is a gift, Phil, you know, and that's the truth. Every day is a gift.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd like to know where I can return Mondays and get a Saturday for it.
Well, some weeks you can, you know.
Yeah.
Get a day off here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, what else did I have for you here? I had something else for you, Phil.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Phil, you called me this weekend and asked me work, and I said, yeah, no worries, but I'll probably be a little late.
Yeah.
As the public transit is slow on the weekends.
Yeah.
And you go, well, what time you'll be here? And I said, Monday.
Oh, Hank.
Yeah,
oh,
not getting any better, are they?
No.
Hey, Phil, do you know what kind of dog lives in a toilet?
Boy, I don't know.
A poodle.
A poodle. Should have stopped before.
Yes. Yep.
Did you know, Hank, a man went to his doctor and he said, Doctor, I think I'm losing my hearing. And the doctor says, can you describe the symptoms for me? And the man says, sure, Homer's fat and bald and Marge has tall blue hair.
Oh, my God.
Your Simpsons. What? Oh, yeah. Simpsons.
Phil, I have a new bumper sticker on my truck.
You do?
Yeah. And it says, honk if you think I'm sexy.
You getting any honks?
Well, I set it every green light until I feel good about myself.
Oh, yeah. Ah, that's a good way to do it. Yeah, right.
So.
For sure.
I don't know why they throw stuff at me, but they do honk at me. So.
Now, what's the kicker this week?
Well, let's see here. Here we got one more before the kicker. Behind every crazy duo, Phil.
Yes.
is just two mentally unstable best friends who convince each other that their behavior is normal.
Oh, yes, 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 Hank.
So that would be you.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the kicker?
I'm getting out of the way.
All right.
All right.
We're not going to call it a kicker anymore. We're going to call it a spur.
A spur?
Give me the spur, you know, roundup spur.
Oh. Yeah. Like a spur on your boot.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yep. Here we go. A man died and went to heaven. St. Peter says to him, "Before you meet with God, I should tell you, we've looked at your life, and to be honest, you really didn't do anything particularly good or bad. Hmm. We're not really sure what to do with you. Can you tell us anything you did that can help us make a decision?" The newly arrived soul thought for a minute and replied, "Yes. Once I was driving along and came upon a little old lady who was being harassed by a group of thugs. So I pulled over and went up to the leader, to the thugs. He was a big, muscular guy with ring pierced through his lip. Well, I tore the ring out of his lip. I told him he and his gang had better stop bothering this lady or they'd have to deal with me." "Wow, that's impressive. When did this happen?" The soul looked for a minute, "About 3 minutes ago."
Oh, yes.
Yes. Poor guy.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Right. But at least he did the good thing going out, you know? He wasn't setting at green lights.
No. It was a quick finish.
That was a quick finish, right, buddy. So where are you at tonight?
River Valley.
River Valley. Yep. Riverdale at River Valley.
Yes.
Should be a good
girls
one, actually.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Fairly similar records. So. Yeah. Should be good.
So anyway, I hope you have a great day. I hope everybody out there has a great day. And be kind and stay warm, my friend.
Where are you at tonight, Hank?
I believe I'm in Viroqua.
You believe you are?
Okay. I think so.
Better check it.
Well, I don't want people to know. I don't want them. Because they'll line up and I'll have to walk through the tunnel of people.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I hate that when it happens.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
All right.
Have a good day, buddy.
Yep.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Once again, a late bus in the Riverdale District, Bus 9, driven by John Nanke, running about 15 minutes late today. A high of 15 later. That'll be our heat wave. Currently, we're at 1 degree below zero.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my DUI issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
This day in 1794, President George Washington approved a measure adding two stars and two stripes to the American flag. The admission of Vermont and Kentucky to the Union, prompted that. Looking at TV, this day in history, 1966, Elizabeth Montgomery's character Samantha on Bewitched had a baby. Of course, the baby's name was, you're right, Tabitha. 1998, ABC and ESPN negotiated to keep Monday Night Football for $1.5 billion a season. They also re-upped that in, a little bit later on this day in history as well, keeping that with the package for Sunday Night Football for ESPN as well. And in 2001, TV Guide issued a set of commemorative Elvis Presley covers this day in history. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Birthday greetings to Huntley Rungholt today. Happy first birthday from Gigi and Brad, Grandma Crook, Brianne and Taylor, Brock and Heather. Wishing Huntley a happy birthday. To Scarlett Glick from Papa Ron and Grandma Patty with love. Happy birthday, Scarlett. Wishes to Dr. Kristen Joseph from Josh, Lane and Stetson. Have a great day today to Shay Schmidt Willis from Willow Valley United Methodist Church and to Sean Knockreiner from Brian, Aaron, Dane, Mallory, Weston, and Layton. Happy birthday to Bill Unger from the Durst Cousins. From Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, we salute Barb Halliday and Ellen Miranda. Greetings going out today for the special birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. A busy calendar. Eric Bartles has a birthday, as does Allison Benkert and Chelsea Clark, Matt Noble and Ken Paysold, to Marcy Alburn, Courtney Linz, and Cameron Cotto. From the Richland Center Lions Club, happy birthday to Casey Marshall, Chelsea Clark, Terry Skelly, and Shay Schmidt-Willis. Happy anniversary to John and Joyce Tennant today. Have a great day to John and Joyce and to Ellen Miranda from the Bloom City Town Crier. For John and Joyce Tennant's wedding, all those 52 years? 52 years? Congratulations, kids. It was 47 degrees in Boaz that day. And under John's collar, it was like 90. He was sweating a little bit. But anyway, have a great day today, kids. And happy 61st to Lisa Block from your family.
Birthdays and anniversaries come around every year, but there's a secret out there not every guy knows. When you give your wife a gift of jewelry, it shows you care about her wants as well as her needs. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and our job is to make smiles larger during these occasions. Life is a roller coaster, and sometimes it's just nice to do something special for your partner in life. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Southwest Wisconsin's birthday and anniversary destination, downtown Richland Center.
WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Bus 9 in the Riverdale District, driven by John Danke, is running about 15 minutes late today. 7:41 on a Monday, January 13th. No superstition about a Monday the 13th, I don't think, right? Here's one for our couples. This is Kenny Rogers.
From the moment I met you, you made my life complete. This wave of pure devotion has swept me off my feet. And tonight, still took my breath away. It goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. The bells go unbroken, and you still know.
This is Phil Nee. I hope you have a tremendous day. Be safe and take care. Thanks for listening to the radio. Joanne has the news next.
Start the year off right. Cozy up and save big at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From January 6th through January 17th, get 10% off all mattresses and make your home the coziest place to be this winter. Whether you're upgrading for better sleep or just need a fresh start, we've got the perfect mattress waiting for you. But don't wait. This sale ends January 17th. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center today and start sleeping better tonight. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Go Good morning. It is a sunny 1 degree below zero in Richland Center at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet Speed Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships. Partly cloudy, breezy, and cold today with a high of 15 and west winds 10 to 16 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and very cold with a low of 1 below. Currently in Richland Center, it's 1 below with east winds at 7 miles per hour, making it feel more like 11 below.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The man arrested and charged in the deaths of three people in New Lisbon has a $5 million bond set in the case during an appearance Friday afternoon in a Juneau County courtroom. Judge Stacey A. Smith ruled the large bond was appropriate for Virgil Thu after hearing comments from Juneau County District Attorney Kenneth Hamm. Originally charged with three counts of first-degree intentional homicide in the deaths of Elizabeth Kolba and two juvenile female ages 12 and 13, more charges were filed against Thu today. They included three counts of hiding a corpse, possession of a firearm by a felon, take and drive vehicle without consent, and resisting obstructing an officer. During his comments, Hamm asked for the high cash bond after detailing what Thu did during the 12 days after the homicides and before his arrest. Hamm said that Thu admitted to law enforcement after his arrest Thursday that he tried to hide his crimes as well as try to elude law enforcement. Hamm told the court that Thu stuck to rural areas and also took a car in an effort to get away. A Juneau County Sheriff's deputy arrested Thu in Elroy early Thursday afternoon after someone called the sheriff's office to report a suspicious person. Thu returns to court on February 13th. A fight over the upcoming state budget is already looming in the legislature. Speaking to WISN's Up Front, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux says his Republican colleagues will be tossing out much of Democratic Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal.
All of his policy issues that he's already talking about, we'll pull out all the policy issues right away. It's a budget. It's not a policy vision for the governor.
Lemieux says Republican leadership is planning to send along a separate tax cut that bill before getting into budget proceedings, and that Republicans aren't going to honor a request to fully fund the UW system.
I mean, outside of Madison and maybe one or two other campuses, enrollment's declining. So I'm not sure why it makes sense to continue to put more and more money into a system that's in decline.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers has broad veto discretion over budget bills, and this could be a way to force the issue of what to do with billions of dollars in tax surplus before he's allowed to use his veto pen on the budget. The impact of social media on our children and adolescents is difficult to measure, and there are growing concerns about mental health risk. Sarah Young is a psychiatrist with Gunderson Health System.
We typically are finding that it depends a lot on the kind of feedback that a person is getting through social media, whether that has a positive impact on their mental health or a negative impact on their mental health. So if they are using social media to make social connections in a way that is might be difficult for them in person, that can be a very positive thing. Or finding people who understand some of the struggles that they're having or have similar interests, that can be very positive. Or if they're getting positive feedback from people, say they post some art that they did and they get lots of compliments on that. That's a big ego boost. But if they are finding that those interactions online are negative, they're not getting the attention that they were hoping for, they're getting negative attention, then we see that having a really negative impact. The other thing that we see a lot in terms of negatives from social media is that comparison of my life versus everyone else's life. And everyone's putting their shiniest picture of their life online, not the boring things or the bad things. And so when they compare their entire life, life and all the positives and negatives with someone's shiny vacation photos, it's really easy to think that everyone else's life is better than mine, or they're having more fun than I'm having, or they have more friends than I have, when that is often just a perception.
She adds that it isn't necessarily a crisis because it has some potential benefits, but
left unchecked, it could certainly become a crisis within individual families, just based on exposure that kids might have to content or people that their parents might not approve of, or ways that kids might be sharing information that parents really need to be aware of in terms of their own mental health or their interests or other activities that they're doing. The internet is full of things that look very real and correct that are absolutely not factual. And so it's very important that parents are aware of what their kids are accessing and how that's impacting their education, their beliefs, things that they think are true around, you know, their own health or sexual health. Those are things that we certainly don't want them finding misinformation online and assuming those things are true with great consequences.
Socialization among teens has changed over the years.
We're certainly seeing that they are far less interested in the same hanging out in person and engaging in the same way that teens used to. A lot of times when they're hanging out together, there's still a lot of phone time that's happening, as opposed to, you know, pre-smartphones when kids had to just hang out and talk to each other. So we certainly have some concerns around the communication impact and the social impact in terms of the intensity of relationships that people are having because they're not getting to know each other in the same way that they previously would have. That said, you can form some really strong relationships online as well. So it's not that they're not forming those social relationships. They just look different, and we're not entirely sure what to make of that.
Health professionals agree parents need to be involved.
Ideally, parents are involved straight out of the gate, setting expectations for what that use looks like and what the oversight is going to look like. If that didn't happen, I think it's completely fair for parents to say, okay, we might have mishandled this to start with. Here's how things are going to look moving forward. And we certainly don't want to take a one-size-fits-all approach with that either. If your child is being very responsible in their use of social media, then we don't have to breathe down their neck and read every single message that they send. But it's like any trust situation where that trust is earned, and if that trust is broken, then we need to back things off and re-earn that trust again.
Sarah Young says it is important for youth to understand that social media is an important and effective tool, but not the only tool. It is important to be able to have in-person interactions and communication. The enrollment period for affordable health care coverage is open. Melissa Kay reports.
Wisconsinites statewide can sign up for health insurance now through January 15th. The open enrollment period began on November 1st and extends through January 15th, 2025. More than 250,000 people in Wisconsin signed up for health insurance during the last open enrollment period. Signed into law in 2010, the Affordable Care Act ensures people can access health insurance without lifetime limits and protects the coverage of people who have pre-existing conditions. Another key provision of the ACA, authored by Senator Baldwin, allows young people to stay on their parents' insurance until the age of 26.
Thank you, Melissa. A new recycling practice may explain why the amount of collected materials dropped by nearly 7,000 tons between 2013 and 2022 in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Policy Forum Senior Research Associate Tyler Burns says it's called lightweighting. Companies have shifted to using less materials to package their products, which leads to less waste in the system. Burns says a plastic water bottle today weighs nearly 40% less than one from 10 years ago. Kohl's is planning to close 27 underperforming stores in 15 states by April as the struggling department store chain aims to boost profitability and improve sagging sales. The announcement Friday comes as the Menominee Falls, Wisconsin-based chain has had 11 consecutive quarters of sales declines. The stores identified for closure include 10 in California, but represent a fraction of Kohl's locations. Kohl's is getting a new leader this week. Michael CEO Ashley Buchanan will take over the chain's top job. Traditional department stores have struggled to retain customers as consumers shop online and look for bargains. Thursday, Macy's disclosed the locations of 66 stores it plans to close early this year. It's National Blood Donor Month. The American Red Cross urges donors to make an appointment to give life-saving blood or platelets in the new year to help keep the blood supply strong this winter. Type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now to keep critical blood products on the shelves for patients in need. The start of the new year is one of the most challenging times to collect blood products as the threat of severe winter weather builds and can often lead to widespread blood drive cancellations. Additionally, an active cold and flu season may prevent people from keeping donation appointments as they rest and recover from illness. Three opportunities to give the gift of life will be held throughout the area this week. They are Tuesday from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet and from noon to 4 at the Linden Station Fire Department. A blood drive will also be held Wednesday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Don't sit on the sidelines. Kick off the new year with a blood or platelet donation. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue a broad incidental take permit authorization throughout the Wisconsin, as well as adjusting the cave bat maturity roost period. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. The proposed broad incidental take permit authorization for wind energy and cave bats recognizes the importance of wind energy in Wisconsin, but also acknowledges the detrimental impact wind turbines may have on the state's cave bats. This broad incidental take permit authorization creates conservation measures for wind energy that are shown to be an effective strategy in minimizing impacts on cave bats. As part of these updates, the existing cave bat broad incidental take permit authorization will also be updated to refer to the new wind energy document and to adjust to the cave bat maturity period. The disturbance caused by wind turbines may still result in some mortality. However, take will be minimized by following conservation measures. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effect on cave bat species will be incorporated into the proposed broad incidental take permit authorization. Copies of the jeopardy assessment and background information on the cave bats are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to cave bats by January 15th.
Hi, this is Doug Penfield at Philbacks and Richland Center. How's your credit? Whether it's perfect or not so great, the Philback family of dealerships will custom design the right financing package for your next vehicle purchase. We strive to work with each customer to ensure their satisfaction. You'll find competitive rates direct from the manufacturers and local Wisconsin banks with quick approvals. Have you been turned down before? We have programs to help you get into a car and rebuild your credit. Stop into the Philback family of dealerships for the customers first since 1948.
Today is Monday, January 13th. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville, died Wednesday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 to 4 at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRC.
ABC News.
Some sherry. Preston, as officials assess the damage and prepare for more strong Santa Ana winds this week, people in Southern California want to know how the wildfire started. ABC's Matt Gutman has more from Pacific Palisades.
24 people lost their lives in this fire, and ABC News has learned that the ATF, the federal agency tasked with examining and investigating explosives and arson, is going to take the lead in investigating the Palisades fire, and arson is one of the factors that they are going to investigate. That is, Governor Gavin Newsom here has demanded an independent investigation into the water issue, specifically here in the Palisades fire hydrants running dry. He called it deeply disturbing.
Middle East mediators have been making significant progress in Gaza ceasefire talks. As of now, though, there's no imminent breakthrough announcement. The Senate begins hearings this week on President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. Still watching Japan, where a strong earthquake hit the southern part of the country today. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio.